I now prepare to enter an inner level of mind. I begin by closing my eyes and feeling my feet on the floor. Next, I direct my attention to my eyelids, and in particular, to the little muscles that surround my eyes. I just relax these tiny muscles and I let them go. And I feel this relaxation moving like a wave, slowly downward throughout my body. I visualize the color red, and I relax my body from head to foot. I visualize the color orange as I control and master my emotions. I visualize the color yellow and I calm and still my mind. I visualize the color green and I allow peace to enter my life. I visualize the color blue, and I let love permeate my entire being. I visualize the color purple, and I seek out the depths within. I visualize the color violet, and I enter this innermost part of my being. I am now in my levels. I may use these levels for any good purpose that I desire. To further help me center myself within, I mentally place myself within my passive scene from nature. I just become calm, still, and at peace. And I see myself mentally within my passive scene, and I feel the life forces of nature that surround me. I now notice something in my passive scene that I have not noticed before. Perhaps it's a sound, or something that I see or feel. And now as I look around my passive scene, I see something else nearby that attracts my attention. I now pause for a few moments as I continue to center and relax myself here within my passive scene. Relax. I am now centered within my inner levels of mind. Relax. Every time that I say, hear, or think the word relax, my body, brain, and mind becomes more and more relaxed. Relax. 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 As I continue to relax my body, brain, and mind, I become more aware and alert at my inner conscious levels. Positive phrases for progress. I think positive thoughts that make me successful, happy, and prosperous. I use my mind in such a special manner that I am more aware every day. I have full control over all senses and faculties at every level of my mind. Every day, in every way, I am growing better, better, and better. I have a positively thinking mind that keeps my body in perfect health. I have relaxed eye muscles with perfect vision and eyesight. My lungs breathe in a rhythmic and natural manner. My heartbeat and blood pressure are normal. My blood is pure and balanced and flows freely. I have a perfectly functioning digestive system. I have healthy bones and freely moving joints. My muscles, nerves, and skin are healthy, responsive, and in good condition. Above all, I have a positively thinking mind and a perfectly healthy body. I am now able to develop my senses and focus my awareness on any one place or level within the universe, at any position in time, and I shall be aware of what is going on there if it is important to me or others that I do so. I am now able to develop my senses and focus my awareness into any one of the levels or depths of the different matter kingdoms, the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, the lower animal kingdom, the higher animal kingdom, the human body and mind, any one of its levels and depths. I am now able to detect imperfections and imbalances within any one level or depth of any one kingdom. I am also able to help change these imperfections and imbalances into a state of perfection, balance, and wholeness. I am now going to reaffirm my position as to who I am and set certain long and short-term goals, as well as provide myself with methods for organizing my life to attain them. In order to do this most effectively, it is advisable that I return to my creative, imaginative workshop level. As I count from 12 to 1, I see myself taking 12 steps or movements to enter this creative, imaginative workshop level. 12. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I now enter my workshop at this creative, imaginative level. I greet my assistants, sit down at my table, and have my assistants take their respective places beside me. Next, I say to myself and to my assistants, with them acting as witnesses, and I believe and accept what I say. I am one with universal mind, possessing all knowledge, all love, and all power, which is available to me to the exact degree that I am aware, require, and desire. I am one with the universe of which I am a part. I am one with all nature of which I am a part. I am one with my environment. I am one. I am. I think for a moment as to what these declarations mean, and I feel and experience what this realization really means to me. I now center my awareness on my two personal goal affirmations, which I have prepared, and I think about them for a moment. As I discuss these two personal goals with my assistants, I am quite outgoing and open. First, I ask them whether they think that they are the best goals at this time for me, and I elicit a plain yes or no answer. I now ask my assistants about my first goal. Next, I ask them about my second goal. Now I re-examine these two goals myself to be satisfied that they are really what I want, that they are believable for me, and that these goals are of such value that I am ready and eager to pay the price, whatsoever that may be. Next, I will start myself off on my goal paths by repeating to myself three times each, slowly and with complete conviction, the following affirmations, and I visualize each one on the illumined screen of my mind. I like myself unconditionally. I always think highly of myself. I am master of myself. I am abundance. I repeat the affirmation required to accomplish my first personal goal. I now repeat the affirmation required to accomplish my second personal goal. My wealth increases every day. I have ample leisure time. I thoroughly enjoy saying my affirmations. I like myself unconditionally. These are the affirmations that will help bring my goals into external manifestation in the near future, and most certainly within a year. If I accept them, so be it. They will shortly manifest themselves into the physical dimension. I remember that I may cancel or change any goal and or affirmation on either achieving the goal itself or on deciding that it really was not that greatly desired, and substituting a worthwhile goal in its place. I never cancel or modify a goal or its affirmation simply because I haven't been able to achieve it. Next, I will focus on a daily routine showing me how to use more of my mind on a round-the-clock basis so that I may become more effective in all that I do and to become a truly self-realized person. The method is as follows. There are three steps. Step one. On awakening, I use my mind to plan the day ahead at my levels. Step two. I act out these plans effectively during the day. And step three. Before going to sleep at night, I review my results for the day. I praise myself where I've been successful, and I take note of the situations where the results have been less than desired. And now, in order to see how this is done, I will pause for a few moments while I consider this coming Monday. I search my mind for the goals or aspirations that I wish to attain on Monday. Next, I bring the screen of my mind into focus. I see my assistants begin to run a movie for me of the whole day, this coming Monday, starting from when I first wake up. First, I see myself awakening and rising, taking care of my morning needs, dressing, eating breakfast, and then proceeding with the tasks necessary to realize my goals and aspirations for this day. I take my time. And as I see the movie roll along with me as the star, I will be doing these tasks during the morning. Next, I see my noon break, lunch or whatever, and with whom am I eating and what else am I doing? Am I taking time to meditate for a few moments? And now the afternoon and evening, I just let it run along leisurely, and I take a few moments to do this. And now I see myself preparing for bed. I review that portion of the film that has just run, and I pat myself on the back for those things that have contributed to my goals for the day, and I take notice of those things that didn't quite go as I had planned. I see my screen dim now as the movie has run its course. Now when Monday actually comes around, I physically act out to the best of my ability, and I put into action that which I have planned and decided to do. I make sure that I keep to some sort of time schedule, which I will have established for myself, so that all of my plans and goals may be accomplished. During the day, I am aware of my intuitive, inspired, creative level of mind that will help me to accomplish what I need to do. I am particularly attentive for the special significance of ordinary events and means of communication that will give me hints and leads on how to more rapidly and effectively bring my plans and goals to completion. The middle of the day is a good time to go to my levels I can use them to gain extra guidance, peace of mind, and physical rest, so that I will be able to function more effectively during the remainder of the day. This 10 to 15 minute interlude at my levels will recharge my mind and give me more energy to do whatever it is that I have to do. Through determination and repetition of these techniques, my plans and goals are bound to materialize in the everyday physical world in which I live, move, and have my being. I let each accomplishment and good experience become one more brick to pave my road to health, fulfillment, and happiness. It is most important that before going to sleep at night, I remember to go to my levels and I review the day that has just passed. I praise myself for successful completion of a plan or goal, and I take note of anything that occurred in a less than successful manner. I resolve that tomorrow will always be beamed at 100% success. It's good to praise myself for results gained, because giving myself this pat on the back focuses the energy of my mind and helps reinforce and make deeper and lasting subjective impressions. I don't get bogged down with complications. I just remember the three steps. Step one, I plan my day at my levels the first thing when I wake up, and I run my proposed day as a movie on the screen of my mind with myself as the star. Step two, I go into the outer world and I make it come true. Step three, I recap the day at my levels before retiring, and I plan 100% success on the morrow. I now say goodbye to my assistants, and as I leave my workshop, I see myself leaving the way that I came as I count from 1 to 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I now prepare to leave this inner level of mind. I remember that any time I enter my levels, I receive benefits both physically and mentally. I always use my deeper and inner levels in a constructive and creative manner for all that is good, honest, and positive. I also keep in mind that when I go to my deeper and inner levels, I become more loving and kind. I have a greater depth of understanding, and I gain more rapport with members of my family, my friends, and those with whom I work. As I know, any time that I come out of my deeper and inner levels, a sense of peace pervades throughout my entire body. My head and neck feel comfortable and relaxed. My vision and eyesight are clear and bright. My whole body is in perfect health. In a moment, I will visualize the colors of the rainbow in reverse sequence, and on reaching the color red, I will begin to open my eyes. I will be awake, in perfect health, feeling revitalized, refreshed, and in tune with life. I now visualize the colors of the rainbow, starting with violet, moving up to purple, then into blue, next green, yellow, orange, red. I once again take a deep breath, and as I do, I feel my feet firmly planted on the floor. I now bring my awareness up from my feet and through my ankles and legs, and now I notice where my back presses into the back of the chair. As I begin to move around in my chair, I am once more aware of the people seated on either side of me. I now open my eyes, and I am awake, in perfect health, feeling revitalized, refreshed, and in tune with life.